Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
How's it feel to be 5-1?
Coach, did you know this year's team had this kind of potential?
Well, it's our belief that every team has potential. It's just a question of whether or not they live up to it. This team's just living it up a little better than most.
Now you're going to play Penn State in 2 weeks. What do you think your chances are?
Well, you know, we're not looking ahead to Penn State. We've got a big matchup with Idaho next week. We're just playing them one game at a time. All right, is that enough, ladies and gentlemen?
All right, thanks Coach.
But if you go into the Penn State game with a 6-1 record, you got a shot at a bowl bid.
Well, like I said, we're just playing them one game at a time, you know. Bowl bid would be nice, but we're not going to slit our wrists if we don't get one.
Thanks.
Well, I got to have to tell you, hey, you really keep your cool about all this.
You know, we got to keep our perspective on this, guys. I mean, we got a lot to be thankful for this year.
I'm here to tell you.
You know what? I think we ought to just take one moment to bow our heads in prayer. Dear Lord, I'd give my spleen to go to a bowl game. They quit talking about a bowl bid. Man, they're gonna jinx it.
Since when are you superstitious?
Since we started winning. I've been wearing the same socks for 4 weeks.
Oh, hey.
No, I don't have mine now. I meant during the game, Christine. Come on, let's go eat some dinner.
Hayden, how long have you been doing that thing with your face?
What thing?
That face thing you were doing during the interview. Is that a nervous habit?
Oh, you noticed it, huh? You know, hell yes, it's a nervous habit, Christine. Man, I am very nervous. I'm a nervous wreck. I mean, why shouldn't I be? I mean, this is my best season ever. I mean, that's a lot of responsibility, Christine. I mean, you know, we're winning. And I mean, once you start winning, people keep expecting you to win, and that's fine. I don't mind that. But, I mean, I don't know why we're winning. I mean, is it me? I mean, am I suddenly just become a good coach? I mean, or is it the team? Oh, yeah, well, it could be those socks. I mean, God, I just wish I knew.
I knew you were feeling a lot of stress. I guess I didn't know it was this bad.
Oh, man, it's getting worse. I don't want to talk about it. It just makes me nervous. Can we just go to dinner?
I mean, I think it's good for you to talk about it. Hayden, I'm concerned.
Oh, no, Christine, I'm fine.
Hayden, look, if you don't want to talk to me, maybe you'd like to talk to somebody else.
Yeah, but somebody who?
Well, I don't know. Maybe Luther? Maybe a doctor? Maybe someone in between?
You mean a shrink? Oh, you mean a quackmeister? You think I'm nuts?
Hayden, the idea that people are nuts because they go to a therapist is archaic. I think the people who are nutty are the people who need help and refuse to go.
Do you go?
Well, I would if I needed to.
But you don't need to.
Hayden, I'm not under the kind of stress you're under. My best friend Barbara goes to a therapist.
Oh, Barbara's a loon.
She is not.
Oh, Christine, she smokes 4 packs of cigarettes a day. She's been married 5 times. I would call that a loon. Besides, she wears those hats.
Fine. Fine. Forget I said anything. You just keep twitching away and hold it all inside, and I'll see you in the cardiac unit.
Oh, wait a minute, Christine. What are you getting so upset about? I mean, I'm feeling a lot better, you know? I think talking to you has really helped.
Oh, please.
No, really. I think all I need to do is just get that out, and now that I've done it, I'm feeling fine. I mean, hey. Look. I haven't twitched since we've been talking. See?
All because of you.
Still wish you'd see somebody.
Not necessary. Come on, let's eat.
Simpson, I can't believe it! We beat Idaho!
You sure everybody in America thought we beat Idaho?
I didn't. 6-1, can you believe it? There he is, coach of the year! Ah, 6-1, do you believe it?
This gets scary, and this is scary. It's great. Do you hear the way those fans were rooting for us?
Oh, yeah. I remember before we started winning, I get so depressed when they throw their seat cushions and trash at us. But today, when they did it, you just knew it was out of love.
Hey, you won't believe what the university president just told me. What would you say if I told you that we're going to be on national television?
Kidding.
No, I'm not. They just announced that we're going to be the ABC College Football Game of the Week.
Us?
Holy mackerel.
I gotta watch that.
Dobber, you're gonna be at the game.
Oh, that's right, I'm gonna miss it.
Miss it, you big dummy? You can tape it.
Riley, are you sure about this?
They just called the Sports Information Office. Do you realize what this means?
Yeah, it means we're finally going to get the exposure and recognition that we worked hard for all these years.
It means that I've got to create the greatest halftime show of my life. 20 million people.
20 million and what? I know my dad will watch.
Well, we got to be careful where we scratch ourselves.
I've got it! I'm going to do a tribute to Batman.
Riley, what the hell are you talking about?
I'm going to do a tribute to the greatest crime-fighting hero and largest-grossing motion picture of the 20th century. Wait till Mrs. Pringle hears about this. She'll go batty. God, what a year I'm having.
National television. Holy cow.
Hey, what's the matter with your face?
Oh, it's just this nervous habit I picked up.
And anything you can do about it?
Well, yeah, I try chewing gum and hot towels.
If you're gonna chew anything, I'd stick to the gum.
We would have come down here sooner, but we couldn't get through that crowd.
Yeah.
I'm not normally a sports enthusiast, but I got so excited at one point today, I leapt to my feet.
That was you, huh?
Anyway, we just came to say congratulations. So we'll see you and Christine at dinner tonight, right?
And I'll see you tomorrow, right, Dob?
All right, here we go.
You're spending your Sunday with Stuart?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to help him study for a test.
You're helping him study?
Well, actually, I'm just getting his mind ready. I'm going to hypnotize him.
Go on.
No, I do it all the time. I learned it in a class. See, it can really help a person relax and get your mind more receptive to all kinds of new thoughts and ideas.
Coach here.
Smokes. Keith Jackson is on the boat.
Keith Jackson, the sportscaster?
Yeah.
Who's he calling for?
Me, Einstein.
Sure, Mr. Erkelson, put him on. Hi, Keith Jackson. Well, yeah, we just heard about it. We're all very excited here, sir. Thank you. Well, no, I could make myself available for a post-game interview. No problem at all. Sure, I could meet you in the booth afterwards. That'd be an honor.
Hi, Mr. Jackson.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Jackson. Keith?
Keith Jackson is going to interview you on national television?
Yeah!
Oh, hey, the whole country's got to be watching you.
Yeah! Country's gonna be watching me doing this.
Jeez. What do you call it?
I got a call for help, man. I mean, it's time to put aside my prejudices, admit I have a problem, and just consult a professional. Hi, Christine. Hey, yeah, it's me. Hey, what's the name of that witch doctor your loony friend Barbara goes to?
If you want them to know you're here, you have to flip the switch by their name.
Oh. What's your problem?
I beg your pardon?
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm out of line here. I mean, I don't know what the rules are, you know. It's my first time.
Oh, no, that's okay. There aren't any rules. There's nothing to feel self-conscious about. I'm Bob.
I'm Ted.
I'm being treated for a compulsive behavioral disorder.
What?
I follow people. I don't know why. I'll just be walking down the street and suddenly I'll see someone and I'll have to follow them. Well, I don't hurt them. They don't even know that I'm there. And I never follow them all the way home. I think that would be rude. It's making a mess of my marriage. I'm always late for work. Every once in a while, I'll pick someone who's leaving on a vacation, and then I can be gone for God knows how long. It was just a stroke of luck once I followed someone who was coming here. I've really found therapy very helpful.
Well, I bet you have. Well, you know, I think my problem's cleared up. If you'll excuse me, I'm just going to...
Mr. Fox?
Huh?
Come on in. I'm Joel Anderson.
Oh. Hi. Hayden Fox. Ted, for short.
Have a seat.
Right. Oh, I know what that is. That's the couch.
Uh-huh.
I thought so. We doing it?
I was waiting until you were ready.
I'm paying by the hour. I'm ready.
You told me on the phone that you'd been under a lot of stress lately.
Yeah. Yeah, and I got this twitch, and I got to go on TV Saturday, and I got to get rid of it before Keith Jackson sees me.
How long have you had this?
Couple weeks. Every time we keep winning, it seems to get worse.
Has this ever happened to you before?
Well, we won a couple games in 86, but nothing like this.
I meant, have you ever had the twitching before? Have you ever felt the kind of stress you're feeling now?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've been under stress before. It's part of my job, and I guess, you know, like everybody else, I've had my share of personal stress.
Well, in the past, how have you coped with your personal stress?
Got a divorce.
That was it?
Yeah, pretty much took care of it. Well, but there was that time I ran my car into the side of my neighbor's house.
I can understand how that would be stress-inducing.
No. That's how I got rid of my stress. I hate my neighbor. Other than that, though, I'm a pretty easygoing kind of guy. So, can you get rid of this by Saturday?
Well, I don't think so.
You're kidding. What am I doing here, then?
Well, I assumed you were here because you wanted to identify the problem.
I've identified the problem? I just don't want to nationally televise it.
Look, hey, therapy is not a quick fix. It takes time, but if you invest the time, it can have lasting results.
But I don't have the time, and I don't need lasting results. I just need to get through Saturday without looking like crazy Guggenheim.
Is it possible you're blowing this television appearance out of proportion?
Oh, this is the single biggest game of my career. Everything I've ever wanted or dreamed about as a coach could come true if we win. If we lose, the world's gonna end. How's that blowing it out of proportion?
Hey, please.
No, really, I knew I shouldn't have come here, man. I knew you wouldn't understand. Boy, you pay $75 an hour to have somebody tell you you're blowing things out of proportion. I'll tell you what's out of proportion. $75 an hour. No wonder that Barbara's all screwed up. It's a miracle she can afford those stupid hats. Ha ha ha.
want you to go out there this afternoon and forget about those TV cameras, all those bowl scouts, and all that hype. You boys have worked hard. I just want you to go out there this afternoon and let's have some fun. What do you say?
Great speech, Coach.
Yeah, thanks, Tom.
My God, Hayden.
What?
Your face.
Yeah, it's getting worse. Isn't it?
Dad, you gotta calm down. This is scary.
I'll be all right. I'm fine, thanks.
Don't you guys think that maybe you're blowing this whole television appearance thing out of proportion?
No, I wish people would quit saying that. This thing is big, damn it. I mean, everybody's been saying it isn't, but it is. I mean, this is the biggest moment of our lives, and please take off that hat, Luther. And it should be treated with the respect and the seriousness that it deserves.
Hayden, are you ready? We've got to climb.
Riley, what the hell are you supposed to be?
I'm Batman.
You don't look anything like Batman.
Well, Mrs. Pringle's arthritis was acting up this week, and this was the best she could do.
Riley, 20 million people are going to be watching this game, and most of them have never even heard of Minnesota State. Is this the impression you want to leave them with?
My wife worked night and day on this costume, and I'm not going to break that dear woman's heart.
Ready to go, Mr. Pringle?
Yes. I'll see you on the field. You look great, by the way. Thank you.
I don't even want to play now.
Once the game starts, you'll be fine.
You think so?
I know so. Now hold your face still and give me a kiss.
Uh-huh.
Oh, good luck, Daddy.
Thanks, babe.
Come on, let's go!
All right.
Hey, Dobra, wait a minute. I need to talk to you in here.
Me, Coach?
Yeah, Luth, I'll meet you in the tunnel. Dob, I just can't go out like this. I just can't do it.
You want me to take over, Coach?
No, geez, I'd have to be in a full body twitch before I let you take over. London, I want you to do that hypnotism thing we talked about last week.
You want me to put you under?
Well, I need something.
Great. Go sit in your chair.
Now, Doc, if you put me under, you can get me out, right?
Well, you'll be able to get yourself out. When I hypnotize you, I'm going to give you a word that will let you put yourself in a hypnotic state. And then I'm going to give you another word that will let you bring yourself out of it. See, you'll be in control, Coach.
Well, I'm not going to be bumping into walls or imitating dogs, am I?
It's not a trance. It's just a state of relaxation.
What are you doing?
Just concentrate on this thumbtack and the sound of my voice. You're going to feel sleepy and very heavy.
Now, how long will this take, Tom?
Not that long. Just let your body go limp and your mind go blank. Relax. Listen only to the sound of my voice. Soon you're going to be falling into a deep sleep. The only thing you're going to hear is the sound of my voice. Relax. Now you are completely relaxed. The only thing you hear is the sound of my voice. I am now going to give you a word that you can use to put yourself into the same restful state. Whenever you say the word snowblower, you will feel completely relaxed and feel no desire to twitch. Whenever you say the word motorcycle, you will come out of this state and return to your normal state of anxiety. If this is clear, nod. On the count of three, I'm going to snap my fingers and you will wake up feeling completely refreshed. One, two, three. How do you feel?
I feel okay. Damn, didn't work, Robert.
Wait, you haven't put yourself under. Do you remember the words I gave you?
Yeah, snowblower.
How do you feel now?
Yeah, feel okay. Feel pretty good. Not twitching, am I?
I know.
Guys, the team's in a tunnel. Everybody's waiting.
Yeah, we'll be there in just a sec, Liz. This is going to last the whole game, huh, Dad?
It will last until you hear the word motorcycle.
Thank you very much, Talbert.
Remember your words.
Snowblower.
And motorcycle. And motorcycle.
Snowboard.
And motorcycle.
Stop it, Topper! Snowblower. Wow. This is amazing. I really feel mellow. Let's go kill him, Doc. Yeah.
We lost.
Luther, everybody in the country thought we'd lose to Penn State.
I did.
Hey, it's not all that bad. At least we get to watch the coach being interviewed by Keith Jackson.
Hey, that's right.
So there's your final score. Penn State 31, Minnesota State 7. But Bob Greason, not a bad outing for the Screaming Eagles. If they'd have played 60 minutes, it'd have been right there.
I was impressed with the way the Eagles played the entire ball game. They had a couple of breakdowns in the second half, a couple of interceptions, a couple of special team breakdowns, and they could have been right in this ball game right to the end.
We expect that Coach Hayden Fox will be by to talk to us in a few minutes, but it looks to me like this is the kind of a game he can build on.
Well, you look at the things that you do wrong and correct them. You build on the things that you did properly, and I think this ball club is going to be much improved in the next few ball games.
Here comes the coach right now. Hey, Coach, congratulations. Pretty good effort by the kids.
Yeah, thanks.
I wasn't sure you'd make it up here. I mean, that's a little bit of a pressure cooker for you today, huh?
Oh, I was awful nervous, but it sure is great to see you guys here, I'll tell you.
You got to be happy the way the kids played. They were right in the hunt. It was close up through the third quarter.
Well, I was happy everybody got the shoes on right. That's how nervous we were.
You didn't need rocks in the bucket. You stayed right on the ground the whole ball game. Maybe with this effort you woke up some of those short-armed alumni from Minnesota State.
Yeah, I hope so.
Congratulations. It was a good effort. Something you can build on, Coach.
I think so. I know I'm real proud of our boys. But it's really a pleasure meeting you two fellas, Mr. Jackson and Mr. Greason.
We're happy to be here.
All right,
your final score was Penn State 31, Minnesota State 7. And this is Keith Jackson, Bob Greasy from Lenheim Stadium. We take you now to Monaco as we pick up coverage of the Grand Prix Motorcycle Championship.